Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, fans in the pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, with you until 6 o'clock. Then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show, getting you ready for that LSU-Vandy game, and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup at 7 o'clock. We'll talk Pels in just a second. Got a couple of callers on hold. Jeff in Metairie. Jeff, you're on with Deuce and Haas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I had a question about LSU's offense, about the blocking scheme. I've heard that they use a zone blocking, which I really don't know what that is. I kind of envision it seems like they're blocking air instead of like putting a hat on a hat. I'm wondering, you know, because the last 2 years they haven't been able to run the ball. I mean, last year they had Will Campbell and Emory Jones and several others, and they couldn't run. And I'm watching Will Campbell maul people in the NFL now. So it just seems to me it's like a passive kind of a read-and-react blocking scheme. It's not suited to their personnel. Maybe it worked with Jaden Daniels, but not with Garrett. So is there any credence to that, or is it just, you know, something else? Or
well, Jeff, I can tell you, all teams run gap scheme, and they run zone schemes. Now, different teams are a little bit better based off of your personnel. So don't think that one team is just they only run zone scheme. And zone means that I have a man in that zone or that area, and normally gap scheme is going to be one particular guy. And you're blocking that gap. Whoever is in that gap, zone is basically who's in that zone based off of whatever run it is, you know. And so both of them, you need, you know, an athletic guy. Some, you know, gap scheme may tell you, hey, I want a heavier guy that doesn't have to move or doesn't have to work in space as much. I can allow them to be maulers. And gap scheme, I want lighter guys that, I'm pulling the tackle, I'm pulling a guard, I'm pulling a center, so he can cover area, he can cover space. And so that's kind of the differences. Now, we can get into some nuances of that, but that kind of hopefully clears up that picture for you a little bit.
It does. And I had one other point that bothers me is you'll see – like in the South Carolina game, they were trying to run out the clock. So Nussmeier's in the shotgun. The running back is standing right next to him. And he literally gets the snap and, like, hesitates, waits 2 seconds, and then hands it to a flat-footed running back who's got zero, you know,
momentum and speed.
Progress. Momentum going into the hole. And that, I see that a lot with them with this. He just kind of hands it as an afterthought to the running back who's flat-footed.
Normally what they're allowing – is we just talked about that zone and that double team. So it's to allow those blocks to develop and occur up front. Now, for the back, he's got to have a little forward lean, but you're correct. Right. He doesn't have a head start where he's 2 yards behind the quarterback. But at the same time, his vision should tell him in those situations he can pick and choose which gap or hole he's going to go through. So his vision should tell him a little bit where he's going. but you're not getting a running start. I mean, and so the one thing that I want you to look for false steps by the running back. And what I mean by that, anytime that you see a guy step back, that's a false step. Some guys can get away with it. Some guys are fine doing it. But a lot of times you see him step back is because maybe he's trying to marry the footwork that he has with the offensive line. If he opens one way or the other, all he's doing is that's where he wants his hips to go, or he wants his weight to go that way because he's marrying his steps and his footwork to the offensive line.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I appreciate that explanation. Whatever they're doing ain't working.
Now, hey, I just explained the mechanics to it.
That's right.
The execution is a whole different story. But that's the mechanics.
That's great.
I think they should go to more gap then, based on what you just told me. I mean, I don't know, but I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Jeff. And so, I appreciate the phone call, and everybody gets to get a taste of what I get every week, and that is sitting next to football knowledge. And you don't do, and I've said this before, you don't just say, hey, here's what happened. You give them the play. You give them the what was supposed to happen, what it's called. And I think people appreciate that.
Well, and the other thing, what it's called, it's always changing, the names of plays. But I can give you a basis of, almost like, hey, this is what Bill Walsh, who Archie Cooley ran back in, we're going back in the, late 70s, 80s, and, we can go even back to the Wing T days. Me and you jumped down that rabbit hole once before, and, Coach JT Curtis, where it's, we're running the veer, and now it's, it's old school, it's off-center veer. And instead of hitting, I've got a two-eye. You talk about, here's where I jumped down a rabbit hole with the Saints defense. Would it be a two-eye? And that's inside eye of the guard. It's normally a three technique, but no, he's shading over. And you start wondering and you start like, man, that's a tight. They call that look, it's a tight. As far as what it's called, the name of it, but different coaches, they may call it something else. Coach Buddy Ryan, he may call it, it was the 46. We're going to Chicago. And so it was the old 46.
That's right, 46.
And so it was the old 46. And so now you try to count the numbers defensively. All right, this is where this guy's lined up. That's what the four stands for. The 4I and the six on the outside, that's the six technique. And now you just, I don't want to call it fill bodies in, but you're filling bodies in the other areas. Based off of where they are lined up and what those...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Safeties do. That should tell you, here's your picture.
Right. And so we're going to, Larry, I know you're holding, but this, so, and the first thing you do, offense breaks the huddle.
I want to see where the safeties are.
Right. No, offensively. What's the first thing you do offensively?
I want to see where the safeties are.
You are the first thing you do in the booth, whether it's on air or
personnel.
Off air. Yeah,
I want to see personnel.
You're like 11, 12.
Yeah,
13.
I want to see personnel.
That's the first thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, I want to see the personnel.
Right.
Who's in the game? Who are we playing with? What type of personnel do we have? Because, you know, certain teams, if you've done any studying, certain teams, 13 personnel, most teams, they like to run out of that personnel package. You know, the Saints passed out of that, what was 87-yarder. Saints passed out of that personnel package. But, you know, you go back and look at the numbers, they run out of that personnel package. And so I want to see who's in the game. Because now, defensively, how are we matching that personnel? Are we going nickel? You know, do we have an extra defensive back in the game? The Saints, they like to go five down. Well, what is five down? Five down defensive lineman. You know, it's not an extra linebacker in the game per se. It's a linebacker by their position. Cam Jordan and Granderson, yes, position-wise, in the book it says linebackers. But body-wise, man, you're a DN.
Yeah, I don't look at positions anymore.
We don't, but I mean, right. if I'm playing against them, you're a defensive end.
Right.
You're a defensive end. Now, in the book, they tell me, no, you're a linebacker. I look at your body, you're a DN. You're standing up. You don't have your hand in the dirt. But the offensive line, guess what they do? They put them down. They count those guys as down guys. So they will see the same, no different, you know, when you look at Chicago. At times, it'll be a 3-4, but how the center and the quarterback looks at it, they will say it may be three down, and I'll give you two linebackers, you know, number 46 and 43. They're down. They're going to be down. And so now that tells the defense, that tells my offensive line, we are blocking those five guys. Now the quarterback may change it, and he may go Mike 51 or no. Make this guy the Mike, whoever that may be. But now that allows them to be able to protect at least those five guys.
Why they've broken the huddle? Why? What is the safety telling you? That's your first look. What's the safety telling you?
Because now he's going to tell me coverage,
right?
And he's going to tell me whether that linebacker or that corner is telling me the truth. Because a lot of times somebody's giving it away, whether somebody's blitzing or whether you're playing coverage. And it's normally got to be the safeties because he's got to cover for one of those guys that is blitzing. If he's not covering, if you see a team move a guy in motion and nobody comes, then that tells you, hey, they're not playing man-to-man. It looks like pressure is coming. And so you'll see the quarterback go to the line. He'll make some calls. And, you know, you'll see the defense check out. They'll make some calls. And somebody's going to be either right or wrong.
Yeah, that's right. And somebody's going to be either right or wrong. I tell you, man, it's an education.
And guess what, Mike? And you know this. All this has to happen within 45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. And then they turn the sound off,
yeah.
And you got to, you know, and make decisions.
Even if the sound is off as far as the communication back and forth between the head coach and the quarterback and or defensive player, because the defensive player, he's talking to the DC as well. His helmet does cut off as well.
Right.
I mean, and so at 15 seconds, it's just like, all right, how much film have you watched? How much film have you watched? Because this picture is going to change. And that's exactly what it's going to be this weekend for Caleb Williams and for, guess who?
Spencer Rattler.
Guess what? You saw this defense how many times last year? Every day at practice. Every day at practice. Now, not necessarily scout team stuff, but when you were going good on good, you saw the Saints defense. You'll see the Bears defense, and it'll be similar looks. The one thing that you can do, particularly, and we know, and this is, we got to write this down. Let's see how many times the Saints go on first sound come Sunday. And the reason is, particularly on third down, we know how exotic DA can get with his looks, and they check out of it. So I'm going to show you one picture, but I'm going to give you something totally different. Let's see if we can count how many times the Saints go right up to the line of scrimmage and they snap it. There's no movement. There's no motion. There's nothing. Because normally that defense for the Saints, they like to give you a picture, but then they – try to change when you go to checking and when you go to motion. If I already know that, hey, I'm lined up, I'm ready to play, will there be a bust? Will there be something that, you know, a guy, he's got to cover all the way. He's on one side of the field. He's got to pick up the number two all the way across the field. There will be situations like that. Let's count and see.
Yeah.
Let's count and see how many times they go on first down. You know, just I come up to the line of scrimmage, I snap the ball.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you any motion. I'm not giving
you any
shift. I'm not giving you anything. We're ready to play.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Larry, we'll get you on the other side of this break. This is Fans in the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, talking football. That's what the show should be called. Fans in the Pro, back after this, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.